Welcome to Growing Podcast, where faith, personal growth, and purpose collide. I'm Kenya, and my heart is to inspire and encourage you to keep pressing forward, trusting God, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. So, with that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Have you ever just felt different? I don't mean like you look different, or maybe your personality may be different from everyone else's, so you feel like you stand out. No, I mean this inner deep knowing that I'm not like everyone else. I remember being in elementary school, and for some reason, everyone just wanted me to be mean. But as they got to know me, they realized that I wasn't mean. There were times when if I saw someone being mistreated, I would go away off to myself and I would just cry, because it would move my heart with compassion. I never mentioned to anyone I was a Christian. So even as I got older and I started to experience more things, experience the world, live in sin, no one knew I was a Christian. So I would go do my sin and I would go home and I would cry. And I had no reason to explain why I would go home and cry and beg God for forgiveness. I had no relationship with God. I had no real intimacy. I didn't even know who the Holy Spirit was, but something in me would move me to tears when I would go and do things I felt like were not pleasing to God. But of course, because I wasn't grounded in my faith, I would go back out and do the same thing the next day. But still, I just remember just having this deep inner just calling. I would call out to God in those moments, not understanding why my soul would cry out to God. I didn't understand it. As a kid, I would stay up watching sermons and teachings and preachers talk about God and talk about Christ. I was so intrigued. I was so moved by it. But I didn't let anyone really know that there was something in me that felt so great, something I could not explain. Even as a child, I would get this profound wisdom. I would get this understanding, this revelation from God. And it's like I felt like he would speak to me, and I would go tell my mom, like, you should do this, or we got to do this. And I felt like no one was listening to me. And so I kind of suppressed that side of me. Even in high school, my later years of high school, going through a time of deep depression, not understanding what depression even was at the time, but I was going through depression, and all I could do was just walk home crying and just saying to myself, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I would just say the scriptures over and over, and I had no relationship with God. I would go to church. I would purposely leave children's church and sneak into the sanctuary because I wanted to hear what the pastor was saying. I wanted to hear what he had to say about Christ. I wanted to know more about Christ. I wanted to know more about the things of God. I didn't want to sit in children's church. And my mom used to always take us to children's church. I don't think she understood that it wasn't that I didn't want to be around the kids. It was that the teachings that was being taught, like I just wanted to hear. I wanted to sit. It's like I wanted to sit at the feet of Jesus and just hear good teachings, just hear the word being spoken. But all these things were the parts of me that I never told anyone. The parts of me I didn't reveal to anyone. Again, people at school didn't even know I went to church. I remember having a boyfriend, and he was a pastor's son. He was the preacher's kid. His parents didn't even know that I also loved God. I loved Jesus. They just thought I was just this heathen. They didn't know I went to church. And so it just was very difficult kind of maneuvering in school, feeling different, feeling like, man, I wish I had a mentor. I wish I had someone who could really pour into me Christ, really pour into me more of the things of God. Like I was so intrigued by Jesus. I just was so just, it was like, if it really felt like a fountain just wanting to flow out of me. That's how much just I felt like I just wanted to know more of him. I remember stealing a lot of my mom's books on Miles Monroe, kind of glancing through it. I remember reading my Bible, getting excited about some of the things that I would read. Like at a young age, I was getting revelation. At a young age, the Lord was speaking to me. I didn't know he was speaking to me. I just, you know, just these thoughts would come to my mind, and I'm thinking it's me, like, wow, like, this is so profound. You know, I would have a book that I would hide, and I would write my own teachings and sermons in it. It was just something that I kept to myself. I kept Christ to myself. But, you know, me out in the world, you would think I was just this worldly person. And that's what I mean when I say I was different. There was something about me. It felt like literally when I read that scripture, before your mother's womb, I knew you. That really came alive to me, because I really felt like Christ truly knew me, because there was something about me that I felt had always been there with me since I could remember. It was like Christ had been there with me the entire time. And then later in life, it took me, you know, my early 20s to really understand that there's a Holy Spirit, to understand that there is the Spirit of God who speaks to me, who wants to teach me, who wants to grow me, groom me, mature me, like help me in this life. I didn't know a Holy Spirit existed. I know we read about it, you know, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God. We read about all of these things, but to experience it, to encounter Him, was just completely different, because I started off hearing Him, and then later on, as I grew in intimacy, I started experiencing Him. He started just recalling in my mind all of the times throughout my life since I was young, since I was a child, where He would speak to me. It was like a light bulb went off in my mind, and I was like, oh my gosh, those thoughts were not mine. That was the Holy Spirit. And so it was just something that I did not grasp until the revelation of it all was revealed, the knowledge of all of that was revealed. And that's why I emphasize so much on growing, because I've learned that sometimes the answers are right there. It's just that we must grow in knowledge. We must grow in wisdom. We must grow in so many areas in order to truly understand what God is saying, so that He can pour into us, so that the revelation, the light bulb can go off. We can just like, oh my gosh, that's what God wants me to do. Oh my gosh, that's what God is saying. Because sometimes we can get it wrong. Sometimes we think that we know what He's saying and we interpret it wrong. We just interpret it wrong because there's a bit more knowledge that we need. There's a bit more interpretation of things that we need. And so as I grow, I'm learning that there's many areas that I need to grow, not just in a spiritual way, but physically, you know, especially being in this world. You know, we can't neglect the natural life. We can't neglect our physical lives. And so just growing, I emphasize growing, because it's so crucial as a believer. My people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. Sometimes not understanding who we are, our identity, or even understanding what we have access to, being a part of the kingdom of God, limits us. We're limited. And sometimes it's just all it takes is just that little bit of knowledge, that little bit of revelation we need to truly understand, like, oh my gosh, I'm a child of God. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to go through this. I have authority. I can have dominion. I can be fruitful. It just takes that little bit of knowledge for that light bulb to turn on for the rest of our lives, and for us to see things differently, to see the world differently, and for us to truly understand why we are different, why we are set apart, why He chose us, why He knew us before our mother's womb. It's that little bit of information that we need. And sometimes the enemy does not want you to truly and fully understand who you are. And so it can be times of stagnation where we're going through so much. We're going through so much pain. We're going through just so much struggle, not understanding that that's not the life we're supposed to live. We're supposed to be abundant. We're supposed to be prosperous. We're supposed to be fruitful. We're supposed to have, you know, resources, friendships, marriage. You know, a lot of these things people think that, oh, it may not be for me. No, it's for you. We need companionship. It's for you. We need all of these things. And so it really takes just the Lord just pouring into you. and you finally grasping hold of that revelation. The Bible says in Matthew 13, verse 23, "But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30." When the Lord began to give me growing, he gave it to me as a seed. And within that seed, there were many other seeds that were planted. And for the longest time, some of the seeds sprouted, some of the seeds grew, but it felt like a lot of those seeds were dormant. It felt like a lot of those seeds, like, Lord, when is it going to grow? And sometimes God gives you a seed. God gives you the word. He gives it to you and it's planted. But sometimes we also got to water it. Some people come and they water it for us. But it is God who makes all things grow. But you must make sure that where you are planting your seed is on good ground. Because the ground makes a difference. It's not for us to take what God gives us and try to give it to anybody and everybody, casting our pearls. You know, it's for us to understand that it needs to be planted on a good ground. It needs to be watered, because God, when he says it's time, he will make it grow. And I truly believe that now it is time. Now it is time for God to start to make the seeds grow. Now it is time to water them, because as I water them, as you water your seeds, but as I water these seeds, it is going to be like a supernatural spring of water that just comes, waters the seeds, and we just see things just begin to flourish. We just see God move in miraculous ways. Just continue to water these seeds. I really hear the Lord on this. Continue to water these seeds. Because God, as I begin to water them, God is making them grow. The roots have already been rooted. I grew my roots down into his love, down into Christ. The roots are there. Now it is time to see the fruit of it all. Now it is time for things to spring forth. Perceive it now, because God is getting ready to do it. God is getting ready to do what he said he's going to do. God is the one who starts and he also finishes. God has not forgotten about the seeds that were planted, about the work that went into planting those seeds, to watering those seeds. God will never forget what it is that you did, every tear that was cried, all the pain that you felt, all the work that you did was not in vain. God is getting ready to make all things grow, because that is what he does. He makes it grow. God makes it grow. Begin to stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay in him. Abide in him. Abide in him. You need him. He is your covering. He is your protection. But God is about to make it grow. Continue watering the seeds. Because as you water, this time you will see the growth. You will see God move on your behalf. Oh, Lord, God is so good, y'all. Ooh-wee, I had to get that up out of me. I've been holding that one in. I had to get that out of me. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the one that makes all things grow. And to anyone listening, getting, just being encouraged by this, I want to encourage you that it's okay to keep watering. It's okay to keep planting, sowing seeds. It's okay. Because when the time is right, when the season is right, God is going to make it grow. Sometimes it looks like things aren't growing. Sometimes it looks like, you know, you did what God said to do. Okay, God, you know, show me the fruit of it. But sometimes we have to understand that not all seeds are going to spring forth that same year. And some of them don't even spring forth the next year. There are some fruit trees that it takes years for them just to produce fruit. But now is the time, for such a time as this. I do believe that those who have been laboring, those who have been working hard, those who have been moving and doing what God has told them to do and just not seeing it, God is working and moving on your behalf. God is working and moving on your behalf. And I had to get that in my mind. I had to tell myself, you know what? God, everything that I'm doing, it's yours. So you are the one who's going to say how far it goes. Nothing can stop it. Because when the time comes, when God's hand moves, nothing can stand in the way. Nothing can stand in the way of God's hand. Because God will move everything out the way to have his way. And so what I've come to understand and to learn is that when God says to put away our own ways and seek his ways, it's essential for our life. A lot of the times we're praying for things and God wants to give us the things we're praying for, but sometimes we're in the way, our hand is on it. But it is God. When he says it is time, when he says that you are positioned, when he sees that you are aligned, when he sees that you are ready, it is God who will push that thing forward for you. It is God who will market that thing for you. It is God who will put you in the front. It is God. Nobody else. Nobody can stop it. It is him. His name is on it. That is why he will push it forward. His name is on it. His name is on you. He has protected you. He has shielded you. He has covered you. You're still alive. His name is on you. So everything you do, God is going to be the one to make it all grow. And so I hope that this really encouraged somebody, because it definitely was encouraging to me. And it definitely was what I needed to hear. Sometimes, you know, as a lot of us, especially preachers, pastors, everybody who's out here speaking for the Lord, a lot of the times we got to speak because the word, it's for everyone to hear, but sometimes it's for us. Sometimes it's us who needs to hear it. And unless we open our mouths, we won't know what God is saying, because God speaks directly out our mouths. And so this was just so encouraging. And I really hope that those who are hearing would have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is really and truly doing in these times. Don't be distracted by all the chaos going around. Let the chaos continue to go on around you. You just get in the presence of God and seek him. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Don't worry about what he said, she said, what they doing. It's all distractions. The enemy's trying to distract a lot of people in this time. But you just keep your mind, you keep your heart, you keep your soul, you keep everything fixed on God, on things above. And he will bless you, he will favor you, and he will bring you to the front, because his name is on it. God bless you all, and thank you so much for listening.